Fort Ord State Park is west of Highway 1, close to 1,000 acres. It stretches along the coast between the cities of Marina and Sand City, 4 miles of shoreline dotted with sand dunes covered in green vegetation and old army bunkers. California Coastal Commissioners toured the park before they voted on whether they'd allow a campground here. A campground with 45 RV sites, 43 tent sites, and 10 hike-in sites. State Parks has been planning the project for years. Brent Marshall is the Monterey District Superintendent for State Parks.
I think it's so neat that you can watch the sunset over the ocean, you can walk back to your campsite, spend time with your family, and then wake up to a sunrise.
For decades, this area was the Army's firing range. The bunkers built into the dunes stored the lead-based ammunition. Before the state park opened to the public in 2009, the Army cleaned up the land. Speaking from the podium, Tyler Potter, State Park's lead environmental consultant on the project, says that left about 100 acres safe to host the campground, but only 17 will be used. The rest of the park is okay for limited use.
For recreational use, hiking, but again, those areas are where the military was actively using it as firing ranges or others.
The issue of lead gave a few California Coastal Commissioners pause, but in the end, the project got unanimous support. Executive Director Jack Ainsworth.
This is a historic legacy project for the people of the state of California, particularly with regard to our future generations for recreational use and access along the coast.
In addition to the campsites, there will also be a campfire center, restroom facilities, parking, and a new beach access trail. While building on a former Army base did pose challenges, State Parks is embracing the history. Two of the bunkers will be renovated to teach visitors about the area's past. The project also includes significant habitat restoration, like getting rid of the non-native ice plant that the Army brought in. The campground will be under construction in 2019. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.